With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities say there was no terrorism involved in a car explosion at the U.S.-Canadian border by Niagara Falls, New York. Witness Ricky Wilson tells WKBW he saw a car fly through the air before crashing.
It's like a movie. I'm saying, oh my. And all of a sudden I see a vehicle. It looked like an SUV, but it was a vehicle and it was in the air.
Two people died in the wreck. The incident prompted the closing of the border crossing. Also at SRNnews.com, the hostages for prisoner swap between Israel and terror group Hamas has been delayed. No reason's been given for the postponement from Thursday to Friday. Negotiations on the release are continuing. President Biden and the Vice President Harris will be attending the services for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter next week. The pair, along with their spouses, will go to Georgia Tuesday for a tribute celebration that will also be attended by former First Lady Laura Bush. The memorial's events are scheduled to begin Monday with a wreath laying at Georgia Southwestern State University. The wife of former President Jimmy Carter passed away Sunday at the age of 96. Millions of Americans are traveling for the holiday.
55 million of us, says the AAA, and most of us will drive. Drivers will get a break from last year on gasoline prices. AAA says the nationwide average for gas is $3.28 a gallon today. That's down from $3.63 a year ago. Air travelers will enjoy lower prices, too. Airfares in October were down 13% from last year. With all that good news, there is some advice for you from the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg. Check road conditions and flight times before you leave home. Heavy rain and snow showers along the East Coast could cause delays, say forecasters. I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. The U.S. education establishment is trying to turn back the rising tide of parents opting to homeschool their kids.
Number one, they argue that parents aren't really competent to be educators. We as Christians need to press back on that and make very clear that parents are, after all, the parents of the children that God gives them. Parents not only have the authority to teach those children, they have the responsibility to teach those children.
Dr. Albert Moeller is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Over time, it'll be very interesting to see how you would evaluate the educational outcomes from students taught at home versus those taught in school. I can tell you, as the president of a seminary and a college, that when we look at incoming students, homeschool students are by no means educationally and academically behind students trained in other educational contexts.
This is SRN News. There's discord among Hawaii wildfire survivors.
The survivors in Lahaina are vowing to camp out on a popular resort beach until the mayor shuts down unpermitted vacation rentals and turns them into housing for those in need. They're focusing on 2,500 vacation rental properties that don't have the normal county permits to allow rentals of less than 30 days at a time. A county exemption has until now allowed the property owners to rent the units out short-term to vacationers. The fire survivors want the mayor to use his emergency powers to suspend the exemption. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson says he's considering all options. John Scott reports.
The ousted leader of ChatGPT maker OpenAI, Sam Altman, is returning to the company that fired him just days ago. The company is also bringing on a new board of directors that replaces the one that fired Altman as CEO on Friday. More details at srnnews.com.